unsolicited images to a 15-year-old girl and a woman in February. Cyberflashing was introduced as a criminal offence this year, although it's been a crime in Scotland since 2020. Hannah von Dadelsen is a Deputy Chief Crown Prosecutor.
We would encourage anyone who's been a victim of this type of behaviour to come forward and report it to the police. We will take it seriously, and it needs to be dealt with under the criminal law, and it needs to stop.
Climate scientists have issued a red alert after global temperatures reached record highs last year. The World Meteorological Organization says 2023 had the warmest global surface and ocean temperatures by a clear margin. Omar Badour is the chief of the group's client monitoring arm.
The Northern Hemisphere was vastly affected by extreme heat. We remember the summer was very hot in Europe and in many other places, like in North America. That led to excess of mortality.
An image of the late Queen has become the latest to be identified by a picture agency as being digitally enhanced by Kensington Palace. Meanwhile, Prince William's been visiting a homeless initiative in Sheffield after being pictured with Kate in Windsor at the weekend. Violence and long sex scenes could soon result in movies being given higher age ratings. The British Board of Film Classifications published new guidance after research also found shifting attitudes towards drug use and nudity. Hundreds of high street jobs are at risk after Ted Baker's owner called in administrators. The move is expected to result in store closures and job losses. And the Football Governance Bill will be put before Parliament today. It aims to promote financial stability, block breakaway leagues and strengthen tests for owners in England. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Kat. Well, all being well, it should brighten up later this afternoon. And amazingly, it's going to be staying dry with a top temperature of 15 degrees, although I note that it seems to have dipped to around 14 at the moment. And it's going to dip to 10 by dawn. Tomorrow, we can expect some light rain at times, but in spite of that rain, we may just top 17 degrees. How about that? Thursday will be overcast and light showers are likely on both Friday and Saturday, with tops of 15 on Thursday, 12 on Friday, but only 11 on Saturday. Dear me.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Fell in and take it all. You
The Rolling Stones there, Driving Me Too Hard. And it's Scott Ross here with you for the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us all about the many visits to Essex of Queen Elizabeth I and why those visits might easily have bankrupted her house. But first off, it's time for music from Noah Kahan.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I hover my pits to see the other sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm
celebrating the stick season. That's Noah Kahan. Now, this Easter, Brentwood Town Football Club are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which are going to be delivered to the Max Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out, an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16-year-olds in Essex. Donations can be dropped off at any of their home game fixtures in March at the Brentwood Centre Arena. And the next match you can do this will be this coming Friday, the 22nd of March, when Brentwood Town will be playing Maldon and Tiptree. You can get more information by going to the Brentwood Town Football Club website, which is brentwoodtownfc.co.uk. Simple as that. Meanwhile, here's Madison Avenue.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
You're addicted to love.
topping both the Billboard Hot 100 and Billboard's Top Rock Tracks in February 1986, Addicted to Love went on to become Robert Palmer's signature tune. Here in the UK, the song made it to position 5. The track was originally intended to be a duet with Chaka Khan, but wasn't, because her record label wouldn't release her to work on Palmer's label, and not a lot of people know that. Anyway, if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for her 80s show Greatest here on Phoenix FM, which airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. But let's come right up to date now with a new one from Justin Timberlake. This is Selfish.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Owner of my heart, tattooed your mark there for the whole world to see. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. Guess I'm selfish.
Ah, Justin Timberlake there, who's selfish.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, grab yourselves, there's a fair bit to come through, I'm afraid. We still have the 40-mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. A road closure is affecting the Ongar Road, the A128, between Bentley and Kelvedon Hatch, and you may encounter problems due to emergency water repairs on Albert Street between the B186 Waller Hill and Queen Street. Looking a bit further afield now, the A13 Hadley roadworks are causing delays in the Hadley split. South Head bound, queues are back to the supermarket, and London bound, queues are back to Thames Drive. In Sutton Road, Shopland Road has temporary traffic lights in place due to emergency roadworks. And Rochford Sutton Road is indeed closed for emergency waterworks between the Anne Boleyn pub and Purdy's Industrial Estate, and that's likely to be there for the next week. Right here in Brentwood, we have slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road, the A128, Shenfield Road, the A1023, and Ingrave Road, the A128, towards the High Street, A1023, Wilson's Corner. A127 eastbound is slow between Rayleigh Weir, the A129, and Progress Road, and it's also slow in Rayleigh on Crown Hill towards the High Street. And slow moving on High Street northbound between the Rayleigh Weir interchange for the A127 and Crown Hill. In Braintree, the A131, it's southbound, it's slow there between Broad Road, the B1053, and Marksfield roundabout, Coggeshall Road, the A120. A13 London Road, Hadley, well, slow moving traffic there from Woodfield Road to Hadley High Street. And A127 eastbound is slow between Progress Road and the A1015 at Kent Elms Corner. And also in South End, it's slow on Eastern Avenue, the A1159 westbound between Fossett's Way and Cuckoo Corner. And on London Road eastbound, A13 between Westbourne Grove and Victoria Avenue. And the slow-moving traffic on Victoria Avenue itself northbound between West Street, East Street and Cuckoo Corner. And on Manners Way southbound towards the A127 at Cuckoo Corner. Told you there was a lot to get through. And as far as C2C and Greater Anglia are concerned, I'm pleased to say I can't see any particular problems there. If you're heading at London bound, note that there are minor delays on the Elizabeth line between Shenfield and Gideon Park due to faulty track in the Shenfield area, and minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line. That's due to train cancellations. Everything else is fine and dandy. And, of course, Andy will have a further update for you at about 25 past three. But at 2:29, you're now fully up to date. And here's John Coog and Usher.
The universe approves when you and I dance. again in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's where we do it, leave me guys.
Right here.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, Margaret Mills is back with me, and last week you were busy looking at arson attacks all over the county, and this week you're looking at Queen Elizabeth coming to Essex. One assumes that she wasn't in any way involved in these burning
well,
incidents.
Well, funnily enough, she always carried a box of matches.
Oh, really?
No, I'm making that up.
Oh, right.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Right. Okay. I yes. believed you as well.
You did. Had you go in there for a moment?
Mm.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth I, very much an association with Essex. She loved Essex,
mm-hmm.
loved making what were known as royal progresses
yeah.
around Essex, visiting, of course, the big houses, Felix Hall, Ingatestone Hall, Gosfield Hall, mm. Horam Hall, all of the big places where the owners, obviously, from aristocrats and the upper classes would entertain her lavishly.
Yes.
She wouldn't spend more than 3 days mm-hmm. in any house, any one house.
Yeah.
And Ingatestone Hall considered themselves very honoured because she spent the full 3 days there.
Mm-hmm.
But she would send on ahead of her someone to check that there was no plague in the area because she obviously...
If they didn't come back.
If they didn't come back, she knew that there was something amiss.
Yes.
But, you know, entertaining Queen Elizabeth I, this was great for the local population because they were usually given the day off to go and stand in the streets and wave and cheer.
Yeah.
And they would watch this spectacular procession of Elizabeth, her soldiers, her attendants, her ladies in waiting, all beautifully dressed,
uh-huh.
carrying all their possessions on horse-drawn vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and the procession was a quarter of a mile long.
Crikey.
It took 2.5 hours for the procession to go by,
mm.
and she came with a retinue of about 500. But the downside of this was the cost.
Because imagine.
Exactly. If you were a landowner, this could effectively almost bankrupt you.
Yes.
At Ingatestone Hall, her 3-day stay, the bill came to over £130. Now imagine, we're talking
yes.
1561.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that was a lot of money. But wonderful for the population of Essex. And, of course, perhaps her most well-known trip to Essex was Tilbury.
Yes.
At the time of the Spanish Armada,
mm-hmm.
when we're told 17,000 troops were assembled, ready to repel the Spaniards if they landed.
Crikey.
So a wonderful, spectacular, but an expensive one.
And if you heard that she was coming back again, well, you might have made yourself a
you might have made an excuse to go on holiday.
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks very much indeed. So what are you looking at next week?
Next week we're going to look at the famous Judge Tindall, whose statue stands very proudly in Chelmsford, of course.
Oh, right, okay, fine. Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Joe!
Simon and Garfunkel with Bridge Over Troubled Water that kicked off the Love Zone for this hour. And that, of course, was Richard Ashcroft looking at the science of silence, which you probably need from me in just a few moments. But first off, I've got some information to tell you about what's happening locally.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So, this coming Saturday, the 23rd of March, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, Crafty Cow Markets are holding a special Easter market and artisan craft fair at the Shenfield Parish Hall, 60 Hutton Road, here in Brentwood. Now, they'll be offering new and bespoke handicraft gifts, including jewellery, soap, jam, wax melts, crystals, cakes, women's clothes, and much more. Get along there and support your local artisans and small businesses, and pick yourself up a lovely handmade gift that you won't find anywhere on the high street. As I say, this is supporting the Havens Hospice Charity. It's free entry and there's free parking, and it's happening between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday on the 23rd of March at Shenfield Parish Hall, 60 Hutton Road, Brentwood. Don't miss it, whatever you do.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to Synth City, every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Fun Radio!
Can't eat, they're encouraging you to work together, but not working together, but dancing alone. It's Sia and Kylie Minogue.
There's nothing you can say. I just wanna dance alone.
Yeah, Dancing Alone there. Sia and Kylie Minogue, and we're going to wind up now with a couple of oldies, starting with this one from Gilbert O'Sullivan. Gilbert O'Sullivan and Get Down just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you next Monday from 1. Bob Simpson will be here tomorrow, Roy Tyzak will be on parade on Thursday, and Patrick Sherring will be doing the honours on Friday. But stay tuned now for Andy Gardner, who's bravely deputising for Joe Bailey on behalf of St Francis Hospice, and we'll be aiming to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. We'll play out now with Tommy Steele, but from me, bye-bye.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From the-